line.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are strapped in for the second hour. I am Jason Burmis on August 24th, this Sunday. I am in for Alex Jones. Alex did join us. I am watching the DNC live on C-SPAN. There are a ton of protesters out there already. I like to see it. I like to see a peaceful protest. What I don't like is grandstanders. And for all those that do know me, they know I'm going to be down in New York City this year on September 11th. Actually, on September 10th, Alex and I are going to be showing our new films, 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising, and Fabled Enemies, both available at Infowars.com. However, I just found out there's going to be a couple of cats coming to town that I don't care for to grandstand. Well, looks like Barack Obama and McCain are coming down to New York City for September 11th in an open forum for family members to ask them staged questions so they can grandstand and tell us how they're going to make the future better. Well, gross. Utterly disgusting. The only thing I can say is I'm glad they're coming because I might get a chance to put them on the spot on video. More than likely not, as they are often shielded by numerous Secret Service agents. I've seen that McCain is a little bit more accessible than Obama. Does that mean Obama is the anointed one? I would say so. I don't think that they're going to go for yet another Republican, especially one as washed up as McCain. I really thought that they were going to try to bring in Romney as their golden boy, but apparently Romney wasn't going to play ball to just throw the election. Yeah, that's right. Elections are staged in this country. In 2004, we had third and ninth cousins on separate sides of the family, George Bush and John Kerry. Both went to Yale together, 2 years apart, both in Skull and Bones. And Kerry, of course, did not challenge the rigged voting machines whatsoever, even though that Greg Palast later actually proved that he had won in many of those states. And then when somebody asks him about that connection in a open forum, he asks him about why he didn't challenge the elections and his association to Skull and Bones, they tase him. Well, that's the famous don't tase me, bro confrontation. A lot of people don't know what he was actually asking before he got tased. They thought that he had just gone insane. No, he was actually asking pointed questions. And Dave Chappelle picked up on this. If it wasn't vulgar, I'd play it on the air. But Chappelle, doing a comedy bit out in the UK, actually asked the audience if they knew what question he had asked John Kerry right before he had been tased, and they said no. And he went over the Skull and Bones thing, and then he did a little ear wink after John Kerry said, "Oh, I'd love to answer that. That's a great question." And oh, and then he's tased endlessly. I love this country. I actually have the "Don't Tase Me" kid in a little bit of a montage at the end of my film, showing how far we've actually slipped and fallen. Once again, Fabled Enemies drops August 31st in high quality on PrisonPlanet.tv in DivX format, so it is easy to burn and play on many a DVD player. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Rod in Oregon. Rod, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. Doing a great job, man. Greatly appreciate everything you do and the tremendous work.
Thank you, man.
Hey, you know, I've always been an advocate. I've been diligently, I always have written letters to Congress, to whoever, whatever. Maybe it's just an outlet or a way to vent. But, you know, one question, maybe you can correct me on this, but I've always looked at it this way, especially in the world today. Congress and all the House of Representatives, all they appear to me to be is just a dog and pony show front to give the American people the illusion that they have some voice in what goes on in this country and the world. And sometimes it just seems to me it's just like the last month when they did the big dog and pony show impeachment hearings, especially when Kucinich got up there and Bugalosi, and it was just like I was howling all over the room and jumping up and down when Bugalosi got up there and had to say, and they tried to shut him down, but even after that, it was just like business as usual, man. Let's keep doing what we're doing.
Well, I would say this, man. 95% of those in Congress are just what you said. They are there to give the illusion of difference, of change. change of a right and left paradigm. They are bought and sold by the special interests of this country, the military-industrial complex, the people that really run the show. I do think that Kucinich is trying to do the right thing. I know that he had to go to that second hearing after introducing, let me say this, 33 articles of impeachment against the president and his administration. And do you know what the media did? They ignored it. They ignored the entire thing. You only watched it on C-SPAN 2 late at night. Well, I have some of those hearings, actually, I believe the 33rd and 34th article of impeachment, which have to do with 9/11, in the film Fabled Enemies. I think Cynthia McKinney was another great example of a rogue who tried to go after these people, actually had independent 9/11 hearings on Capitol Hill. I think Cindy Sheehan is of that same cloth to try to challenge them. But you're right, man. It is a dog and pony show. Most of these people do not care about the Constitution, do not care about the Bill of Rights. They care about their bottom line and will continue to as long as we allow them to. And that's why I encourage people to run for city council, to run for state senate, to run for mayor, to run for governor. I mean, we have to take this government back, and I think that one of the big steps in doing so is to take that special interest money out altogether and make it illegal. Rod, I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Benny in New York. Benny, what's on your mind?
It's actually Vinny, as in your cousin Vinny.
All right,
you doing?
Sorry, Vinny. Good, man. How you doing?
Good. Listen, a couple of things. First of all, I'd like to remember Aaron Russo as well. He was a personal friend of mine. In fact, the last time I had spoken with him was back in August, the week before he passed, and we were actually talking about trading. Not many people know he was an avid trader, futures trader like myself.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing, consider this for a minute, and I don't think anybody's ever talked about this, but consider timing is everything, right?
Sure.
So if that's true, and it is a matter of fact, and I know it for a fact in a way that most people will never know it because I trade for a living, our calendar and our 24-hour clock system are both false. They don't line up with the natural cycles of life. So if you don't live according to the correct time, everything's going to be out of whack, right? Just like a car engine. If the timing isn't right, the machine ain't going to run. Well, I want to just give you a website. It's not mine, and I don't necessarily subscribe to everything the person says on the site, but the timing information is accurate, and I think it's worth looking into. And the site is lawoftime.org. Lawoftime.org. Look into it, and I think you get a little bit different perspective on things.
All right, I'll definitely check it out. I do enjoy checking out alternative theories and whatnot. Thanks, man. Thanks for the call, Vinny. All right, let's go to Sam in Germany. Sam, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. Basically, I was calling up. First of all, I'm a big Rage fan. I think they got the message that we need. And I was wondering if you guys could get Rage on the show.
You know what? Yeah. I really think it'd be easier to get Morello because he has that solo album out. It's an excellent album, actually. He's going to be playing over in Albany soon. Maybe we can get him there. I met him at Bonnaroo and gave him a copy of Loose Change Second Edition last summer. He's done some punk radio casts and whatever, but Trey is hard at work and has tried to get these guys. Unfortunately, they're a little bit left. They're a lot socialist, maybe a little bit anarchist, too. I really don't know about Zach. He's got a new project out called One Day as a Lion that's dropped
right.
An EP. You know, we keep trying. There is a rock band that I'm a fan of that we're in the works of getting right now. I can't really talk about it. They're not as high profile as Rage. And bottom line is, I hope Rage puts out another album, man. I'm itching for a new Rage album in the worst way. I'm a huge System of a Down fan. I really think they picked up where Rage left off with their own style, but even they have kind of broken off into side projects right now. Surge has his own album. Obviously, Scars on Broadway is out also. So, I mean, obviously we can reach more people through music, and we're going to keep trying to get somebody like Tom Morello on the show. Who knows? Maybe miracles will happen in Denver, brother.
Okay, and that sounds great. And also, man, I don't know. I'm just kind of freaked out, especially being over here in Germany, kind of thinking like they're going to start the big WW3 off, you know?
It's a possibility. I'm worried here in the United States, brother. I mean, like I said, you look at that Ghost Recon script, and Germany does get involved. Italy does get involved. France does get involved. But hopefully we won't have to see any ground troops in our countries, man. I just keep trying to press the truth, keep trying to wake people up with new movies. I'm putting together a new movie after this called Invisible Empire, and I'm just going to keep pushing on, Sam. Thank you for the call, my friend. That's all we can all do. We can all only be human beings and share our information with each other. But we have to be relentless. You got to understand, this is for broke. You know, they don't like you. They don't love you. They act like they do. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to play the Fabled Enemies trailer about Osama bin Laden on the other side. I'm Jason Burmis, loosechange911.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E, military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2 or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
Listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
I wish I had one more silver dollar. However, I have no silver on me at the moment. Have a little hard currency there. This is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. I'll be subbing in through Thursday. Got this big Sunday audience on KLBJ, and I am just dropping truth bombs left and right. And we're going to continue to drop some truth bombs. I do want to play my latest trailer for Fabled Enemies, which is dropping September 1st. So let's do that. This is the Bin Laden trailer. Check it out.
And the CIA was essentially he was one of the assets, one of the people they could turn to. They wanted something done. They went to Bin Laden.
In the early 1980s, Bin Laden worked with operatives from U.S. intelligence, the Pakistani military, and Arab states.
Is it not true that the United States government paid $300 million to the Bin Laden family for the construction of the military camp?
At basis, though, I really think that these were more CIA assets, people that were recruited, like all of the folks I've been issuing visas to.
Then we have that mysterious suitcase with all of the hijackers' names and all of this incriminating evidence. Why put a Koran? Why put flight manuals? Why put all this incriminating information if it's supposedly going to get burned up?
Let's show you some video that was taken 8 days after 9/11. That man there is Osama bin Laden's younger brother, Khalil.
And that family that took off, that's a f***ing crime.
I was surprised at the evidence that there were foreign governments involved. Most of that information is classified, I think overly classified.
Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden.
Bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden.
Remember, 24 hours ago, it was the Bush tax cut, the Bush budget, the Bush economy. You don't hear any of that tonight. It's America's enemy.
America's under attack. And that's all, you know, just from 9/11. There was no other suspect. We show a lot more examples in the film, but, I mean, they were saying things like, we're 90% certain it's him on that day, he deployed 50 terrorists, there's nobody else. I mean, he was literally convicted in the court of public opinion on that morning, and obviously the evidence led to other avenues. All right, let's go to yet another caller. Let's take Ken in South Dakota. Ken, you're on the air.
How you doing, Jason?
Good, man. What's up?
Hey, I just want to thank you and Alex for all the truth bombs and the great work you guys do for us out here, okay?
Well, thank you. I thank you for spreading this information. Hopefully you're telling people about the show and you're getting these movies, making copies, and handing them out.
Every day, bro. Every day.
Absolutely.
I got a question for you here. I was hearing something about a guy named Philip J. Berg.
Okay, yeah, Phil Berg.
Have you heard about this?
Well, Phil Berg I interviewed. That was over three years ago.
Do you know about the lawsuit that he has against Osama?
Yeah, he had a lawsuit on behalf of the family members and against the Saudi Arabian royal family and the FAA that he pursued for many, many years.
Have you heard about the birth certificate that Obama wasn't born here in the States?
That's in Corsi's book, isn't it? Isn't that in Corsi's book?
I don't know.
I think it's in Corsi's new book, Obama Nation. Yeah, no, there's no debate. He was not born in this country.
There you go. I was just wondering if they're going to bring this up there at the DNC.
Oh, I'm sure they're not. It's going to be a big parade fest for Obama and the DNC. Well, it looks like here's the schedule for the big Obama night. They have Clinton introducing the VP. That's Bill Clinton, not Hillary. And
right.
Then it's going to go from, I believe, Bill Clinton to Joseph Biden now to Obama. And it's just going to be all these Obama heads. There is a real movement. I mean, I'm out here in Austin, Texas, man, and I'm driving around. And, yeah, there's still a lot of Ron Paul bumper stickers, but the second most I see is this Obama. I mean, people are really hoodwinked by this guy.
They sure are.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Maybe we should play that clip. And by the way, I thank you for the call, Ken.
Yeah,
of him in Germany talking about a global citizenship, of how we're going to have to do more, not less. Maybe we'll play that in the final segment. I might go cue that up in the thing. It's pretty nasty. It's his one world coming out party. And
yeah.
It's very, very upsetting that we're even on this level with this guy and that people believe that he is change you can vote for. He doesn't say anything. Okay? Tell me something he said. For instance, let me give you an example. Somebody asked him about the corrupt Federal Reserve government system and how it was destroying the economy. And he said, well, the reason we got a bad economy is because we got a weak dollar. And if we want a stronger economy, we need a stronger dollar. He didn't say anything there. He said in order to have a strong economy, we need a strong dollar. He avoided the entire question about the Federal Reserve banking system, and he got a huge round of applause because of our lemming-like behavior in this country. All right, let's jump to yet another caller. Let's go to John in California. John, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Jason? This is Joe from California.
All right, Joe. Sorry
you,
to
you interviewed Benjamin Fulford on Friday, I believe it was.
Yes.
And how he kind of dished Alex for being a disinformationist regarding China.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that has to be done, and I send it over to Alex's email address, is you know, Fulford had a letter called Letter of Apology to David Rockefeller.
I read that yesterday.
And you know what? What is this thing about him? I did not realize that David Rockefeller was born into a system that you could guide but not fully control. The neo-Nazis like George Bush Sr., I insulted the emperor and I apologize to you. He's apologizing to David Rockefeller.
Dude, he's out of his mind. Look, I want to be nice to Benjamin Fulford on one level because he brings some interesting things to the table. But he also said on 8808 there was going to be this massive ninja death of some of the Illuminati members. It never happened. He's calling for their death on the air. He's literally calling for their death. And then he has no understanding of the gravitation of power, that if you murder 50 people, that doesn't stop things like, what is it called? It doesn't stop things like the Bilderberg Group. It doesn't stop things like the Bohemian Grove, you know? And I have no doubt that there are elites in Japan and China. I have no doubt that he's totally blinded by his love of these Eastern promises. But the bottom line is that government has a military that is the police and a police that is the military, and they do have one-child policies there, and they do harvest organs of dissidents. They sell them on the black market. They're not good people.
Right, and he's praising the Japanese emperor? Come on. You know, this
talking about Deng Xiaoping and everything, yeah.
Yeah, why are we praising these guys? Their blood's no better than ours.
Listen, exactly. Human beings. Listen, exactly, and they are human beings. I'm not trying to dehumanize them. I'm trying to say that their system of government is one of corruption, just like here, and that they actually get less. Listen, when I watch Walmart, the high cost, the low prices, yeah, it's terrible what they're doing to the Walmart workers in this country and Canada, having no benefits, 60 hours a week, no overtime, all that sorts of things. It's 10 times worse for the family getting paid $171 a week to live in a dorm room style bedding of 3 beds in one place. And even if you don't live there and you work in the factory, you still have to pay rent on it. Walmart,
the bottom line
cost,
is this, yes. You know, apologizing to David Rockefeller is like apologizing to Lucifer. I mean, to me, that. He lost all credibility.
I'm with you, John. Thank you so much for the call, brother. I'm going to push on. Let's go up. Looks like we got a little break scan, Hutch. So we're going to take some more calls on the other side. I think I'm going to play that John Cantius clip just to throw a curveball to people. You think these guys tell the truth about anything? Well, I'll tell you what they don't tell the truth about. Alternative energy. You ever hear about saltwater burning, or am I a madman? Well, we're going to find out after this. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. I am Jason Burma, subbing in for Alex Jones. Straight out of the DNC, baby. Can't wait. We're back after this.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and Mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they want info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Aw, Bonnie. If everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are friends, Clyde. They promise not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Here's a story. You wash your car, how long does it last? 3 days? A week? 2 weeks? Life Change Tea eliminates chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and much more. The effect? You lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. So here's the story. You wash your car, it gets dirty again. You cleanse your body, chemicals and toxins come back. The fix? Stay on the tea. And here's how we will help. Ask for the Mid-State Fair Special when ordering. Here's how to order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get the tea. Restoring America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. A little Clapton. Nothing wrong with that.
Can't believe they're playing cocaine on the Alex Jones Show, though. That's a little wild, isn't it?
We're anti-drug over here on this camp. Well, I promised you a little saltwater burns, and I'm going to give that to you, but they did pull up the Obama New World Order speech, and this isn't even me saying it's the New World Order speech, okay? This is out of Sky News, and for those that don't know, Sky News is the Fox affiliate overseas, and they blatantly know, after listening to it, it is his coming out party for the New World Order. It's only a minute and a half. Play the clip. Let's do it up.
Well, there have been extraordinary scenes in Berlin tonight as thousands of people gathered to hear Barack Obama deliver key foreign policy speech on his current European tour. The Democratic presidential hopeful laid out his vision for America's place in a new world order, saying he was speaking as a proud citizen of the United States and a fellow citizen of the world.
Don't worry, it doesn't exist.
Senator Obama's tackled America's place in the world at several points in his speech, acknowledging recent splits between the U.S. and the rest of the international community.
In Europe, the view that America is part of what has gone wrong in our world, rather than a force to help us make it right, has become all too common. Yes, there have been differences between America and Europe. No doubt there will be differences in the future. But the burdens of global citizenship continue to bind us together. A change of leadership in Washington will not lift this burden. In this new century, Americans and Europeans alike will be required to do more.
Not less.
Partnership and cooperation among nations is not a choice. It is the only way.
No choice.
To protect our common security and advance our common humanity.
Yeah, that's who I want my new president to be. There it is. Woo, global citizenship. More, not less. Are you listening? Is there anybody home? God, that's scary. Man. But people froth at the mouth for this guy. Well, I don't. You know, I'm trying to warn everybody he's Bad News Brown. All right, let's go to number five on the list. Go to Jared in Austin. What's on your mind, Jared?
Nothing much, man. You're doing a good job, Jason. I didn't know that Obama wasn't born in the United States, supposedly, but I guess we can tally up two.
Well, McCain wasn't born in the U.S. either, man.
McCain was born in Panama.
Yeah, that's right. That is correct. Neither of them were born in the United States. Their parents were United States citizens.
So that would make sense. That's why they consider themselves world citizens before they consider themselves American citizens.
Listen, they're internationalists. They're globalists. They hold no allegiance to this country, the Bill of Rights, or the Constitution. They hold all their allegiances.
All you have to do is look on the back of your dollar bill, and it says Novus Ordo Seclorum, Anuit Coeptus, meaning announcing the conception of the New World Order. So it's very real, and you're doing a great job, Jason. That's all I want to say, and God bless, man.
Well, thank you, brother. Well, you know, Nancy Pelosi, who hopefully Cindy Sheehan takes her spot, but on two separate occasions has now used that term, Novus Ordo Seclorum, and how it's on the back of the dollar bill. She did so when she became Speaker of the House. I'm going to be having that in my new film, Invisible Empire. Hopefully in another year or so that'll be coming out. And she also did so in front of the We Are Change crew. Just type in Nancy Pelosi, New World Order, and again, she's one of those people that thinks it's totally the best thing since breakfast. Okay. I want to play this John Kanzius clip. Now, you don't think they're suppressing information about lower-cost energy, alternative fuels? Dude, this guy is burning salt water. Let me say it again, salt water. It's what the oceans are made of for our resident idiots listening, okay? We've got plenty of it. All right, hit the clip.
Your car on salt water. Now, it may sound crazy, but wait until you see what a local inventor has come up with that could change the world. And as Channel 3's Michael Marra shows us, that's not all he's trying to do.
Retired TV station owner and broadcast engineer John Kanzius was not looking for an answer to the energy crisis. He was looking for a way to cure cancer. 4 years ago, inspiration struck in the middle of the night. Why not use radio waves to kill the cancer cells?
And the best thing that would work as antennas was I could find at 3 o'clock in the morning, was my wife's pie pants.
His wife, Marianne, heard the noise and found her husband inventing a radio frequency generator using her pie pans.
I got up immediately and thought he'd lost it.
Here are the basics of John's idea. Radio waves will heat certain metals, like gold. Tiny bits of that metal are injected into a cancer patient. Those nanoparticles are attracted to the abnormalities of the cancer cell and ignore the healthy cells. The patient is then exposed to radio waves, and only the bad cells heat up and die. Killing cancer cells is amazing, but John had also stumbled on yet another amazing breakthrough.
You have enough in there?
His machine could actually burn salt water. John Kanzius discovered that his radio frequency generator could release the oxygen and hydrogen from salt water and create an incredibly intense flame.
Just like that. If that was inside a car cylinder, you could see the amount of fire that would be in the cylinder. I can put my hand in here.
Put your hand into the beam, nothing happens. Put in a fluorescent bulb and it lights up immediately. At the APV Company Laboratory in Akron, top engineers have checked out John's amazing invention and they were amazed.
And we saw it go up to 1,500 degrees centigrade, the temperature. And it's incredible.
This simple Stirling engine is running with the heat generated by the flames coming off that test tube. The fuel, nothing more than salt water.
Oh, that could be a steam engine, a steam turbine. Could be a car engine if you wanted it to be.
That's the true American innovator. Someone that is not looking for something, he just finds it.
This is the most abundant element in the world, water. And salt water is everywhere. And to see it burn actually gives me chills.
So imagine the possibilities. Salt water as the ultimate clean fuel, a happy byproduct of one man searching for a cure for cancer.
All right, let's cut it out. There you go. I mean, they didn't talk about how he engineered his car with it, so it runs on 4/5 salt water. But go back to bed. We all need oil. You know, we need to fight these wars so that the power elite can stay in control and we can pay $3.50, $4, probably $5 next summer for gas. It's delicious. I love to be enslaved. And I promise you that when I go back to New York next week, after the anniversary when I have to go down to the city, I am going to go find John Kanzius and I am going to do whatever it takes for him to engineer my car to run on water. Because I need to. I am a broke guy, folks. I don't make a lot of money doing this. I'm on the edge, and I want my car to run on water. I mean, it's just incredible. The guy also cured cancer. Oh, that's no big deal. Only the biggest industry out there is the cancer industry. You know, they're going to tell you need to be radiated and this and that. And they they hold back so much of the cancer research that's actually beneficial. G. Edward Griffin did a huge lecture slash film slash writings on it called A World Without Cancer. And, you know, B17 and levitrothal and how that can really stave off cancer and these unhealthy cells. But when you really get down to what the cancer industry is about, it's about control, population control, death, and making big profits for big corporations. All right, let's jump to some other callers. Who do we got here? We've got Rick in Wisconsin. What's up, Rick?
Hey, Jason. I just wanted to say, first of all, thanks for Loose Change, and I think you do a really great job on filling in for Alex.
Oh, thank you.
And, you know, I've been listening for about 7 years now and wrote a paper back when the Patriot Act came out, and I've been kind of listening ever since because I realized how damaging that was. Just kind of curious about what your opinion is on not only the, you know, DNC, we've talked about that today, but what's coming up with the RNC and the Rally for the Republic and what's going on with Ron Paul. It's been
sure.
kind of announced now that C-SPAN and Nightline will be doing live reports.
Can't wait. Well, it'll probably be relegated to C-SPAN 2 or C-SPAN 3 is really history, so I don't see how they're going to put it there. But I think it's great. First of all, you're going to have 15,000 people out there that know about the Constitution and Bill of Rights, which is very encouraging in one concentrated area. That usually doesn't happen. Number two, they're going to be challenging the neo-Nazis and their little Republican, if you will. People like Jesse Ventura are going to be there, Amy Allen, plus Ron Paul. I think it's a totally positive event, and I hope that we do stave some media coverage. I hope that people take off of that event so they can go challenge the RNC. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes filling in. You can go check out our stuff over at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.fppp.com.
freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Hell of a way to end the show in the last segment with some more bomb tracks, I guess. My boys, Rage Against the Machine. This is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma subbing in. And I want to encourage you to go out and get Loose Change. Make copies. Hand them out to people. Go pre-order Fabled Enemies, which we're going to be shipping out September 1st. Can't wait for that to drop for the kids, let me tell you. And that's going to be available for all those PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers. It's less than a dollar a day to join, folks. I think it's something like 56 cents a day. And you get all of Alex's documentaries, my documentaries, and many, many more. All these radio broadcasts in the highest of quality. And also all the PrisonPlanet.tv hour-long live broadcasts. Sometimes they're two, sometimes they're three. We just keep going. We just keep expanding. Alex is working on a television network right now that we hope to be up and running next year. The info war must continue because 99.9% of the talk radio shows you're listening to ain't saying what I'm saying. And I hate to say it, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I'm telling you the truth. And if you can't recognize that, well, you have just been so tattered and brainwashed and mesmerized by your Jenny Ice and your Longhorn football that you may be beyond reproach. All right, let's we got a bunch of callers. Let's just fly through the callers. Let's go to Trooper in Austin. You are on the air, Trooper.
Hey, Jason, we'll have to correct that to my Red Raider football. No, I feel like I'm calling in picking a fight with my brother because I love your work on Loose Change, too. But you're picking on my man, Barack, and then when you went and promoted the human gadfly, the latest chicken hawk, Jerome Corsi.
Well, I don't think I'm promoting Corsi. I just mentioned that he put that into his book. I mean, obviously, that dude talks out both sides of his mouth. You know, it's interesting because he gets up on Hannity and Combs, and he's confronted with his statements about the thermite hypothesis and how the World Trade Center could not have come down by a jet fuel fire. And he says, well, I never published it. Definitely no Corsi fan. But continue.
Yeah, well, anyway, his friend, that lawyer, was on the other day about the birth certificate on AM Coast to Coast, and the callers tore him up.
Mm-hmm.
They said, well, where do you have these expert witnesses? Who are these expert witnesses, these forgery experts? And he didn't have anybody. He couldn't name anybody.
Now, which lawyer was this? Is this the lawyer that supposedly put these documents out?
Yeah, that's what upset me, because I heard the guy the other night on AM Coast to Coast. And here's my thing, Jason. Mm-hmm. You know, Barack can't come out and say he knows 9/11 was an inside job. They'll condemn him the way they did Ron Paul. I really believe he's the lesser of two evils. And when you hear the guy, you gotta have a little bit of hope. I mean, when you
listen, he's a great speaker, man.
Putting McCain, and we can't have McCain in there.
All right, hold on. I thank you for the call. Let me just address that. He is an excellent speaker. He is very charismatic. Just because his tone is right and he knows how to get around questions, so was Clinton. But what did Clinton bring us? He brought us Oklahoma City, which was a total inside job, and he also brought us the Waco catastrophe. And by the way, the first 9/11. Attempt was also under Clinton's watch, the first World Trade Center attack carried out by the feds. They had Ahmad Salam, an ex-Egyptian army officer working for the FBI who built the bomb, trained the drivers, the whole nine. They tried to jail him. He was smart enough to tape some of his phone conversations with the FBI agents who told him to carry out the attack. He ends up being paid $1 million in his testimony against the other perpetrators. So
Is he the lesser of two evils? I don't believe that, man. I'm sorry, I just don't. As far as whether he was born inside the country, I have not looked into that thoroughly. I do think he's a U.S. citizen regardless. I guess I'm going to have to look into that further. All right, let's keep taking calls. Let us go to Jim in New York. Jim, you're on the air.
Oh.
Yes, what's on your mind, Jim?
Hey, first of all, hey, Jason, I'm going to see you at Ground Zero this year.
Excellent.
I'll be up there. 9/11 was an inside job, everybody. It was. We're never going to shut up. Hey, Jason, Loose Change changed me. I thank God I saw that movie. It changed the way I think about everything.
Well, thank you, man. I mean, it is an opening door for people to understand that maybe our government doesn't love us that much. Maybe we're not told the truth on the mainstream media. And I think the effectiveness of the Loose Change films is that, you know, 70% of this stuff is really government documents, mainstream news footage, and mainstream articles that disprove the official version.
Yep. I immediately stopped caring about the Buffalo Bills. Hey, listen, I want everybody to join me at dprogram.net. We got a great community, and we're fighting tyranny right now. Listen, you know, I talked to a guy who happens to be an engineer. He says that he used to work for GE. Now, he told me that the turboprops they make for those jet engines, they make those out of a single crystal that cannot be destroyed.
You're talking about the engines. I mean, those are titanium.
Hot enough to destroy them.
Well, absolutely, man, and thank you for the call. Yeah, they're made out of titanium. Okay, those engines are huge. They're over a ton. They would not disintegrate, like said in the after-action report. We should have had two engines on the scene at the Pentagon. We also should have had longer wing marks. We also should have had a mark from the tail section. We also shouldn't have had this thing punched through three of the actual rings at the Pentagon in one straight line, leaving a 16-foot hole on the entrance and a 16-foot hole on the exit. I thank you for the call. All right, let us jump to Robert in Colorado. Maybe he's over at the DNC, folks. Who knows? Robert, what's on your mind?
No, not quite. I plan on going one day next week, maybe in the morning, to check out the processing. You're doing a great job sitting in for Alex. Appreciate that, Jason. Two quick questions, if I may. I know I'm out of time. Number one, I never hear from your co-filmmakers, Dylan Avery and Corey Rowe. What are those two up to these days?
Well, Dylan is actually working on a new website called The Network, and he is also working on a fictional script that he's hoping will be made into a Hollywood film that does not deal with 9/11 or anything like this. So we'll see. I wish Dylan the best of luck. And Corey is a producer on my latest film. He's the one that went and filmed my J. Michael Springman interview that is in Fabled Enemies. And he keeps up with the movement and is very much involved with the things that are going on in New York City from the 10th to the 13th this year in light of 9/11.
Cool. Second question is, where'd you guys come up with the term loose change? What does that mean? What's
sure.
The word
loose change is a metaphor for the fact that this information was already loose. The change was already occurring. In other words, this stuff was already out on the web. It was open source information. Anybody could have gotten it. So despite our film, you know, you can get rid of us. You can try to get rid of our movie. It's not going to make a difference. The second thing that loose change means, and I thank you for the call, Robert, is that it causes a loose change in someone's mind. When they could not imagine the worst of their government before watching this film, you bet they do afterwards. I've sat there in front of 500 people, 200 people, 1,000 people, colleges, high schools. I spoke at Princeton, for God's sakes. And these people had no idea what they were getting into when they watched the film. 99% come out of it going, whoa. They can't just disregard all of its information. And that's the power of loose change. All right, we're going to take as many of these as we can. Let's go to Barbara in Austin. Barbara, thanks for joining us.
Yes, hi, Jason. I was calling because I believe that Russ Feingold needs to ask his subcommittee. He's the chairman of the subcommittee on constitutional rights, but he needs to look into the IRS, especially here in Austin, because it looks like the special service staff, that group, that intelligence group that they had in the 70s, is back in action.
Okay, and then plus, you know, the 16th Amendment was never really ratified. I thank you for the call, Barbara. I mean, there are so many issues to deal with the IRS. If we had been smart in this country, we would have voted Ron Paul in, and he would have abolished the IRS and our federal income tax, which is not legal in 90% of the cases. Okay? It is a total illegal extortive tax that takes, what, about 25 to 30% of our income each year? It's absolutely disgusting. All right, let's go to Kerry in Georgia. Kerry, you're on the air.
Jason, hey, listen, I want everyone to know that you've got a lot of support down here in Georgia. And I want you to know how much loose change means to me.
Well, thank you, Karen.
I was checking into a lot of the facts myself. I found out about the Jeff Gannon, the whole where his boss was one of the witnesses to the Pentagon crash. And I just think that all the work you guys are doing is great. And I love the way that you take all the calls when you sit in for Alex.
Well, thank you, man. And for those who don't know, I only got about a minute and a half here. Jeff Gannon was the supposed right-wing reporter who had amazing access to the press corps and the White House. And it turns out, well, he's not a Christian conservative like he blogged. He's actually the head of militarystuds.com and is the head madam slash prostitute in a male prostitution ring. And he's taking 5 a.m. towards the White House, and there is video of George Bush hugging him close and kissing his bald head. I know that I don't kiss other grown men's bald head. It's just not how I roll. Kerry, thank you for the call. Last caller, Greg in San Francisco. Hurry up. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, Jason? I was wondering if you've seen that article that talks about how Obama's related to Bush and Churchill.
You know, I've heard those things. I've heard he's even related to Cheney on one end. I do not know, man. I've got to look into that stuff. I do know back in 2004, they followed both Kerry's bloodline and Bush's bloodline to Vlad the Impaler, basically, the modern-day Dracula. That's always very comforting to know. The genealogy stuff is definitely interesting, and if you look at all the presidents that have been anointed, if you will, they seem to share a common bloodline. I thank you for the call. And I want to thank Alex Jones for everything he's done for me over the past 4 or 5 months, helping me put out this film. And I want to encourage you to go get Fabled Enemies right now at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Alex will be with you next week. And go to InfoWars.com to get all the latest DNC updates.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.